Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Hello, everyone. I am so thrilled to have such a phenomenal guest on today, Monica Fullerton. Listen, you are in for such a treat. Not only is Monica, her military life required her to wear lots of hats. And that's so true for all of the balls she has up in the air. She was recently named a trailblazer in tech by the Military Spouse magazine and is an ambitious entrepreneur, a twin mom, and an Air Force spouse. Okay, I got to take a pause there. I mean, that was a lot. She has long dreamed of becoming an entrepreneur, but she always wanted her efforts to support a greater purpose and starting a new business. So in her effort of to provide a highly transient military families, as well as those who have previously served, a space to market their products and services regardless of their duty station, Monica has launched an incredible company called Spousely. Monica and her team remain diligently committed to nurturing a community that emphasizes learning and income generating opportunities for creators, service providers, and other entrepreneurs within the military family. So as you can see, guys, Monica just reaches out. She's there to serve other people. And you are in for such a treat to listen to all her greatness and goodness. And Monica, I am so thrilled to have you on today. How are you?
Hey, Erica, I am doing great. And that was quite the intro. Thank you so much. I am feeling good today.
You know, it's so funny what a good intro will do, right? Gets you all revved up and you're like, man, you know, all the things that didn't go right today, like, you know, maybe, you know, you forget to, you know, feed the dog or your kids go out with two mismatching socks on or whatever it is. And then you hear that and you're like, you know what? I've done some pretty great things. So
I think I need to go put some heels on in this virtual world and I will be really feeling good then.
Exactly. And how long it's been since, you know, since most of us have been wearing our heels and all dressed up. But listen, I would love the audience to learn a little bit more exactly what you're doing, because you have such a mission and such a heart to serve. My first question to you today is, what is one common myth about being your own boss that you want to get set the record straight for people? Because let's face it, a lot of people see the glamorous side of it, like they're their own boss and they can decide to do whatever they want and they can, you know, have this incredible lifestyle. What's a myth about that, that you think that maybe some people just don't understand?
Yeah. So, you know, being an entrepreneur is one of those double-sided swords, I like to call it, right? You want to be an entrepreneur to provide both flexibility and stability in your life. But at the same time, you know, people see it as possibly being an avenue to maybe leave their corporate job to have more time or to, you know, kind of help balance things. But at the end of the day, when you choose that path to be an entrepreneur, you are not only going to be working probably 10 times harder than you would at that traditional job, but you're on a mission. And I think the biggest myth there is just don't get caught up in entrepreneur as being an easy way out, because it is something that requires your blood, sweat, tears, strength, love, courage, everything all wrapped in one, just to keep pushing forward. And I know I shared this with you before, but I have worked my way up in a long time in the corporate world doing, you know, earning a career and a salary that I've worked so hard for, but something was just missing for me. And it was that passion piece. And I knew that if I traded in my full-time job for following my dreams and entrepreneurship, that I was hopefully going to be providing a little bit more flexibility and stability in my life. But at the same time, I knew as soon as I put that hat on, it was time to go to work. Like there, I'm telling you, I sleep with my laptop, which is probably not very healthy, but when you're determined to do something good and to help so many other people, there's just that amount of strength that comes over you that you just keep going.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's like, you know, when they say when your passion and purpose, you know, that will equal your profitability, right? Like if you really find that passion and you really find that purpose and you can combine those together, and you certainly have, like when you and I spoke, I mean, just the, I could feel it oozing out of your pores about just how excited you get and how liberating it's been, but also that it is scary too, right? Like anyone starting a new venture, leaving, you know, this, you and I talked a lot about leaving the security of corporate and
right,
you know, the hard parts that come along with it, but also a lot of like, quote unquote, that security blanket. And that, like, let's face it, you and I came up in a generation where it still was valued. You know, you work hard in school, you get your degree, you get a college education, you go and you work. And, you know, and that's how we saw like our parents and our grandparents. Yeah. And now you're seeing so many people, especially new generations, you know, just kind of, you know, be a little bit more edgy about that and being like, listen, I don't want to fit into this square box anymore. Right. And I want something more.
Yeah. And I feel like we all have different ideas of what our personal check boxes look like and, you know, what we want to accomplish in life and what different milestones and everything that we want to reach. But don't get me wrong when I say, you know, entrepreneurship is like a scary, scary road of you're only going to be working harder. I think what it is and what it allows me as an entrepreneur to do is, like I said, I've tapped into that passion piece of what was just missing, you know, over the past few years of me working in corporate world. So I'm just excited for it. It's an amazing journey. And I have met so many incredible people on this journey, including you. So it just meeting all of these other boss moms and, you know, entrepreneurs and women in business, there's nothing more empowering than being able to support one another.
Oh, couldn't agree more. And I totally agree. Like I would have never met you if I wasn't an entrepreneur and out there just really combining efforts and energy with other people like yourself and just showing, paving the way for, quite frankly, not only yourself, but for other women. And the other part that I love where you and I had a lot of synergy and a lot of connection is that, you know, we were both building this entrepreneurial path alongside a full-time hustle or yep. a full-time job, corporate job, and that people can do it. Some people are like, well, I got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
And you really can make it work if you really want to. But speaking of that, right now, what is your, you know, talking about challenges, what is your biggest challenge you have where you're at right now in your business? And I'm sure it has to do with time and that laptop on your waking up at the laptop late, you know.
Oh, late. Yeah. Yeah, definitely not very proud of that. But you know what? I am a proud solopreneur and I have decided to take on something that is so much bigger than just me. This is a community filled with just so much inspiration and talent. And so I'm on a mission to take Spousely to the next level. I am determined to make Spousely a household name for a truly deserving community. But where
and I'm going to pause you there yeah. for a moment. Tell the audience a little bit more, because I said Spousely so quickly and military and this. People probably are a little bit confused. Like,
yeah.
what exactly does she do? So
yeah, so
the mission you do is so important. I think that message is so important to be heard, because there could be someone listening right now that could be desperately looking for someone like you to help them.
Yeah. So let me just touch a little bit on what it's like living a military life. So I am a military spouse, and military life consists of usually moving around every 2 to 3 years. We really just don't know what's next. We're faced with a lot of uncertainty. The military spouse unemployment rate has been at 24% for nearly a decade. And that is due to our lifestyle. You know, it's hard for people to go out there and find a career that's going to move around with them. So honestly, the pandemic has been a little bit of a blessing in disguise for our community, because it has opened the doors to a lot more remote work and companies seeing that it is possible to hold a career doing something you love that can move around with you. So I personally was so inspired by the amount of talent within the military spouse and veteran community that I knew I had to do something. So I wanted to bring all of those businesses together on one easy platform for people to shop small and make a big impact. So Spousely is an online marketplace to shop a wide variety of products and services created by military spouse and veteran-owned businesses. So it's kind of like Etsy meets Angie's List, but with a focus on shopping for social good. We do have very big plans for Spousely. Like I said before, I am determined to make Spousely a household name. So anyone out there listening, if you love supporting small businesses, you love supporting our military community, and really just looking for a new way to shop small, please check out Spousely. We also will be expanding to first responders and their families as well. So anyone can shop on Spousely. It's just military veterans and eventually first responders and their families as vendors.
And just remind them, it's spouse and then a hyphen L-Y, correct?
Yeah, so it's spouse-ly.com. So even if you type it in Google, Spousely, it will come up and direct you to the right site. We do a lot on Instagram where we share our vendor stories and just really creating a community that is just driven by inspiration, strength, and courage.
I love it. Love it. Strength and courage. So what is your biggest challenge right now? Like, what are you trying to overcome?
So we actually have a pretty exciting challenge, as I would say. We launched a year ago and we launched right before the pandemic and I was devastated. How was I going to grow this company from the ground up during like the hardest thing that we've gone through in a long time? And we've continued to prove that this platform was not only needed for the military community, but for people looking for new ways to support these businesses. So our challenge is we are growing, which is amazing. But as I mentioned, I'm a solopreneur. So I am starting to look for that strategic business help to take Spousely to the next level. So I am focused right now on, you know, looking for that help. We just started our second big investment into improving the platform to improve for vendors and customers. So I would say just it's a good challenge, but it's one that, you know, you run into when you're growing a company from the ground up. So it's better than going backwards, right? At least we're moving forward.
Exactly. And all those challenges. And I think it's reminding whether you're a you're in the military or, you know, in that military community and you're listening to this right now, or you're just independently starting your own business, that the challenges come along, right? And if you are, you know, in that military sector and maybe you're someone out there that's like, wow, I could really, you know, Monica could really help me right now. Definitely reach out to her. Remember Spousely, Angie's List plus meets Etsy, right? You know, combined into one. But also reminding other entrepreneurs who are listening to this right now that like, it does come with challenges. It does come with heartaches. Like I'm sure there's a lot of things, Monica, that you never thought you were going to learn how to do that you've been forced to learn how to do simply because, listen, you can't pick up the phone and call IT. You can't pick up the phone and call legal. Like you can't pick up the phone and call HR. You're like, okay, listen, I got to figure all this out. And when there's a will, there's a way. And when there's, you know, I always say if all else fails, Google it, right? Yep. You know what I mean? Like it's a huge, thank goodness, right? How did people start businesses like, you know, 50 years ago without Google? And I don't know if Google's even been around for 50 years, but I'm going to guess that right now. But with that being said, how important it is just to do it afraid, right? You know, do it, you know, and knowing like, listen, you're going to figure it out. If you have the passion and the purpose, you're going to figure out how to make it work. So let me ask you another question. In your own words, what does being a woman in business mean to you? And what would you like to share with the audience, like listening right now? Like, what is it? What do you think it means to them?
Yeah. So being a woman in business, it means the world to me. So I grew up watching my mom work. And although it was really challenging when I was younger, obviously, you know, her having long days, being gone, maybe not having that home cooked meal every night. The one thing that I think that was so incredible about that experience is that I was shaping into being such a strong, you know, business leader myself by just watching her. Like you don't even know it at the time when you're a young kid and just seeing your parents work, but it really drills down on, you know, values that you will have for the rest of your life, your work ethic, your drive, that determination. And so me continuing to follow my dreams, to be able to do everything that I do that's on my plate while also being a military spouse, while moving around frequently, while not having family nearby, while working my way up in corporate world, I am showing my children firsthand that it is possible to do whatever you want to do, as long as you, you know, are willing to put in the work. You have got to find what your driving factor is, what your why is, and just continuing to push forward. And I think, you know, especially in today's world, us as women, women in business, we want to support one another. We want to be able to find ways that we can uplift each other. And maybe you're a mom out there that, you know, has taken a few years off and you're a stay-at-home mom, but you're looking to get back into to the corporate world or to starting your business. Just know that there are so many amazing women leaders out there that are, you know, helping pave the way, that would be more than happy to help you get right back on your feet.
Absolutely. Wow. I love that. Love that, Monica. And it is, it's so true. There's so many people, and I'm a big firm believer, and you'll hear it in my book, and you, I say it all the time, but like, lift as you rise, help other women, reach out to them, reach down to them, be there to like really support them and help elevate them. Because let's face it, there's been times where I haven't been elevated or I've been deflated, and it's other people who have helped lift me there or believed more in me than I did in myself. And it sounds like it's the same for you.
Oh,
I want to go back to one comment that you made, because I do think this is an area that a lot of people struggle, and it changes a lot, right? You mentioned knowing what your why is, whether you want to share your why or not, you know, that's up to you. But How do you figure that out? Like, someone listening right now is like, okay, everyone keeps telling me I'm supposed to know my why, supposed to know my why, supposed to know my purpose, supposed to know. And that can be a little daunting for people. How did you figure that out?
Yeah, I think you cannot force your why. Your why is something that you cannot just like magically like try to force your brain to come up with. It's going to be one of the most natural pieces and elements to what is your driving factor. So with me, I, you know, went to college on a mission to be the next Oprah. And, you know, I know that sounds a little crazy and obviously it's out of reach, but the reason I always wanted to be the next Oprah was because she had this superpower of bringing people together, uplifting one another and sharing inspiring stories. I just remember watching her growing up and just being like, wow, the power of listening to someone else's why can really help you find out what your why is. It helps really shape it. And I think, you know, as you evolve and you go through different challenges and changes in life, your why should come naturally. It should never feel forced. So with me, obviously, once I married my husband, who is in the Air Force, I had to put my personal dreams of, you know, being in broadcasting and communications to the side, because I wasn't quite sure how on earth I would be able to make that work while living a military life. It just didn't seem reachable at the time. But, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. And to be honest, I feel like it's kind of finally coming full circle for me. I always knew I wanted to start a company, but I knew it had to be something that was impactful, that would help others. It couldn't just be, you know, something that I was going to pour all of this time, money, love into and not completely feel like it was my why. So, I was a little nervous about the military life and what that was going to be like, but I feel like God had a bigger plan for me. And I feel like it allowed me to open the doors to see what my true why was. And that was to help the military and veteran community come together to continue to uplift one another, because, you know, just being able to share their stories, to show everyone else out there that's not in the military community that these amazing people, especially these military spouses, are able to break down so many walls just by finding what their true passion is. So I know that was a really long answer, but I really feel like your why cannot be forced. I think it just has to come naturally with where you're at in your life and what makes you feel fulfilled and how you can give back as well.
Love it. Love it. It can't be forced, guys. Listen to that. I mean, don't try to put yourself into a box. Maybe your why isn't right now. Maybe what you're doing is perfectly okay. Like,
yep.
And you know, and we have to, there's different seasons in life, and our why becomes stronger during certain seasons. And I'm sure there'll be a time, Monica, that like your why may not feel the exact same way that it does today. And it may evolve, right. And it may make your business go in a little bit of a different trajectory or a different way. Like, you don't need to know that right now. That will, like you said, come to you naturally. So
it's okay to have more than one why. I mean, most of our number one whys are our children. So it's okay to have more than one. But I think, yes, it's just so important that as you evolve and as you go through different challenges and phases in life, it's okay to grab a why from a few different places and try to bundle it together to make something magical happen.
Absolutely. And I really think it does take, you know, some soul searching and some digging sometimes, like, you know, to don't think that your first why is your only why, like she's saying, like really be able to come to peace with yourself and whatever that is. And a lot of times that why, just like Monica's, came from a real life experience, right? Like something she went through and endured, and now being able to share that with other people. You know, I know even for myself, being a wellness and entrepreneur, wellness has always been a huge passion of mine. You know, teaching fitness classes, owning a gym, like just loving to like serve people and make them feel the very best that they can in their skin, or better than they did yesterday, regardless of what it is. And it's not, you know, and I think coming to that finding of like really what lights that furnace within you really can help you figure out what that why is. So anyways, so what makes you feel inspired or like your best self? I mean, it sounds like you're doing what you're doing and connecting with people. And it sounds like you shared that a lot, but maybe an example of someone that you've helped lately that, you know, has kind of made that come alive and you go, you know, this is exactly why I do what I do.
Yeah. And honestly, I get a lot of those moments lately, ever since I launched Spousely. Like I said, a year ago, I have just received the most incredible feedback and messages on a daily basis from people just reaching out saying, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community. Thank you so much for creating this platform. I didn't realize how badly I needed it at a time that I was feeling so broken and lost. There's military spouses that are alone and their husbands are deployed and they're trying to manage the household, trying to hold a career, trying to manage the kids. And, you know, this community that we've built together has really just made it all come together nicely. And it is for sure the best feeling in the world, just knowing that you are making an impact and that it is, all of your hard work does pay off. And you just have to, you know, find how you can keep helping others. Like I said, I have such big plans for the platform. I want to be able to give back in so many different ways once we get there and just continue to uplift each other.
And just that inspiration you're creating for other people and that hope, right? Like maybe right now they don't know what their why is. And maybe because of what you're doing, you're going to help them figure that out. And, you know, I loved a point that you touched on before too, showing your kids what you're doing. You know, I know sometimes I wouldn't say necessarily criticized, but I know there's probably some people that judge like, well, she works a corporate job, yep, and she runs this wellness business and she's always on the go and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, is she really there for her kids? And Does she really, you know, is she deserving of being a mom and this, but showing them and seeing that work ethic and that hustle,
yep.
You know, my son this weekend actually got the Eagle Award.
I saw that.
Football team. Yeah. And, you know, it was based on sportsmanship and encouraging others and, you know, being a leader. And I'm like, you know what? Like, yeah, some days, like I said, he doesn't have matching socks on, or I forget to put sunblock on him, yeah, or, you know, he's not always the best reader, but all in all, like, I'm like, listen, that was such a beautiful tribute to who you are. But, you know, someone messaged me privately today and was like, that's a tribute to you too, as a parent. And like, you see the start seeing, yep, that with your kids. And again, that's not to brag or boast, but let's face it. You don't always have to be that mom or the way that a mom necessarily needs to be defined. There's different ways we can teach our children.
Yep.
And it's really a beautiful reflection. And I'm sure the things that your children are learning by watching you right now, how old are the twins? I forget.
They're 4 and a half. So they're still young, but you know what? I couldn't agree more. And that's such a beautiful story. And I saw about your son. So congrats to him, because it is a huge accomplishment. And it's like I mentioned before, you know, they are watching, they are listening, they are always all eyes on deck. And even though, you know, the juggle is real for us, and it is one of those things where we're constantly trying to keep up, or like you said, maybe we picked out the wrong sock that day, or we sent them with their shirt on backwards. You know what? Yep. That's not the stuff that they're going to remember. That is not going to shape them as, you know, being the next leaders or finding their passion in life, or just, you know, communicating well with others and being good humans. That's all that matters, right?
Yep.
So what we're doing and what we're able to do as moms and as working moms is just setting them up for so many different avenues and paths at such an early age. And the twins are on a very strict schedule. People always ask me how I like do it all. And they were in the NICU for 37 days because they were preemies. I had a really rough pregnancy. So I like to say God gave me twins for a reason, just because I probably wouldn't have gone well a second time for me or the babies. But anyway, so they were in the NICU for 37 days. And my husband and I said that even though they were these tiny little babies, 3 pounds each, we stuck to the routine. We kept to the routine that they had in the NICU forever. We kept, you know, we made changes as they got older, but just keeping a routine, kids thrive off of a routine mm-hmm. and schedule. And it has allowed us too, as working parents, to be able to juggle so much. So to us, routine has really helped us get where we're at today.
Absolutely. And I don't know, and I didn't instill this in my son, but it's really interesting. He's the type that before he comes down, everyone, he will not come downstairs until he is dressed.
Mine are
and
the same
Alexa,
way too.
He asks Alexa what the weather is going to be. So every morning, the ranges right now, let's face it, are, you know, like a 40 degree difference. So you never know what he's going to come down in, but he's always dressed. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, we got a little bit of work there. She's 4. He's the type that like, I barely can get her out to get out of bed, and never mind trying to put a comb through her hair. So you know what? I always get some challenges. So let's end on a high note here. If you had an extra $25,000, you know, I handed you $25,000 in cash today, how would you spend it in your business and why?
So you're giving me like the golden Willy Wonka chocolate bar. That's so exciting.
Surprise. it's monopoly money.
It is. So if I had $25,000 right now, obviously it would all go into investing into the platform, finding new ways that we can make improvements, because with what I'm doing, it directly impacts our vendors. So the more that Spousely grows, the more our vendors grow as well. So it's actually a really beautiful thing. So, you know, any money that I'm able to put towards the business improvements, and just really building out more of a team to provide those resources, it comes full circle. So I like to think of it like this. If Spousely is getting any money, it is us together as a community getting that money, because it is a team effort over here.
Well, I love that. And it's so true. Like investing, you know, you always say sometimes you have to spend money to make money, right? And invest in yourself and that development of whether it's your company or your own personal development. Like if you're on this podcast listening right now and you're, you know, a consultant, right? You got to invest in your own personal development. If you're, you know, make a product, investing in how to get more technology. If you're trying to launch that new website, whatever you are, you know, whatever that aspect of life is, whether you're an entrepreneur or not,
right,
you know, how you can serve and give back. And you just see that time and time again. And I'm a firm believer, and I know you are too, you know, the more you give back and the more you're willing, the energy you're willing to put out, I know for myself, I get back tenfold. You know, maybe
100%.
Not that day, maybe not that month, but you will get that back, like, you know, reciprocated to you, like, again, that just abundance of that, if you continue to take that high road all of the time. And I just absolutely love that. We are so honored and so lucky to have you with us today. I love what you're doing, guys. It's Spousely. Please, please, please go onto Instagram. Monica is absolutely amazing. Monica Frillerton. I think it's what, Party of Four? Is that what the
Monica Party of Four? Yep. My personal Instagram. Yep.
Monica Party of Four or on Spousely. And she just is her brand, her recognition. She certainly deserves a huge shout out for having such forward thinking and how she looks at her brand and how she looks at other people and the influence and impact she's making. Monica, thank you so much for being a guest today. Such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And the one thing I wanted to say before I leave is always be your biggest cheerleader.
Rah, rah. I love it. Thank you for leaving us on such a high note. Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.